couple more that we want to throw out, and that's the facilities update. And because elders aren't the ones that are building facilities, we thought we'd bring up the guy who leads the lay team that is. This is Greg Crooks. You may or may not know John Cox, who served with us for 10 years, transitioned off our staff team just a couple of months ago. And one of the things we're always doing as staff is training up others underneath us. And there's been a guy who's been around Watermark now for some time, came to Christ when he was at SMU and been a part of our church in the beginning of his walk with Christ, and now is leading us in the same role that John did with his incredible skills. This is my friend Greg Crook. So Greg, talk us about the facilities update.
You bet. Well, hey guys, it's great to be with you. I have a couple slides that maybe they'll be able to throw up, but I love what Todd said. I get to serve on staff and I'm passionate about all these things, but I represent a whole team of gifted, passionate, experienced real estate professionals. Most of them volunteer their time, and they've built and designed and been here since the very beginning. So I'm getting to communicate on behalf of them tonight, which is really a privilege. But hey, my charge tonight is just to communicate with you guys what's going on since the last time we let you guys know. Campus, building fund resources, what's the update, where are we headed? And so just really quickly in a couple slides, I'm going to do that. Would you guys be able to throw that on that back screen so they could see it? So currently we have $6.5 million in our building fund, and that goes across all three campuses. Those are resources that these men prayerfully steward across all of the different opportunities that we have, meeting with the ministry teams, and just a constant source of prioritizing. And we're going to put before you tonight over $13 million worth of opportunities across our campuses. And so that's about $6.5 million of resources that we're still praying for the Lord to invest through this body of believers. And so what does that look like? We'll prioritize those and go through a couple of them tonight. So on the next slide, we'll talk first and foremost, I believe, about Fort Worth. And so as you guys know, back in May, we closed on about 26-acre property. It's an old church, and it needs a lot of TLC to be brought up to code for some of the things that we do ministry style-wise. And so we've been planning that. Demolition is underway. And we're just kind of building out the ministry strategy. What do we need to be able to use that space effectively? And so the initial budget is coming in right at around $8.5 million. And, you know, Lord willing, if those resources come in, we would hope to be on that property using that space sometime midway through next year in 2018. June-ish is what we're thinking. So I'm going to go through these really quickly, and then I'm going to give you a website at the end that has all of these facts so you can pray through and just study those. So,
but Greg, if I can, just because you see already the 6.5 is not in some kind of holding pattern. It's being executed right now. And you saw we had in that first slide 10.1 that we, with our lay leaders and staff leaders, we would call tier one needs right now. That we believe, you know, that if we had the resource, that's a great place to put it to work. And so we're waiting on God's people to move resources that God's given us already to go to work here where we see God at work. Okay? And then we have others that we're calling tier two that, you know, we're praying that that money comes in. But the other ones, we're just saying we are waiting right now and not waiting for it. But we can't wait for God to provide what we believe we've got a green light to go on. So here we go.
That's a great ad. So we'll bump up a couple ahead. And so the East Tower, as you guys know, we recently purchased the property immediately to the east here on the adjacent land. And we've been working really hard to get that building just up to code. And we have fully renovated the first two floors, and we are using those things nearly every night of the week. We have about 1,200 people that go through the first and the second floor each week. And so they're being fully deployed for ministry. And as we look out, we've got more floors, the third floor, the fourth floor, and we just plan to sequentially work our way up that tower so we're using more and more of that space.
All right, I wasn't at dinner with these guys, but tell them what you just heard from Scott Kudersta, who leads our Merge ministry.
Sure, we were talking about some of the different things we're doing, and there's a new ministry that's using the building on Wednesday night, the East Tower, and I asked him, why are you using it on Wednesday night? And he said, that's the last night that's available, and the East Tower, the first two floors are full every night as well as on Sundays. And so we're using those things, and the minute we get the third and floor, fourth floor done, I'm convinced that there are ministries waiting to use them.
We have ministry and discipleship opportunities every night of the week that right now members and leaders that we're raising up can't execute on because we don't have any place for them to gather right here. What's so exciting is that building. If how many of you guys have never been in the East Tower? Just out of curiosity, just raise your hand. All right, awesome. Well, we will open it up tonight. So if on your way out, you just want to walk through the first and second floors, and just check it out, okay? So you can see that thing is being used all the time. And as is every other room on this campus. That's the reason they're going over there now, is there's no more rooms here. So, and by the way, I mean, there's some rooms where 10 and 12 can meet. But what we're talking about is, you know, there's no room sometimes where others, but that'll be open for you later tonight if you want to walk over there.
That's great. And then lastly, when we purchased that property, we knew that the elevators were in pretty rough shape, and we kind of had that planned as a sometime soon we'll get to this, and our tenants over there and our ministry leaders have let us know that that's a right away kind of thing. So we need to get started on replacing those elevators as soon as we can. We'll roll next door to the West Tower next, and if you might see some construction going on there right now over the summer, we literally had a pipe burst on the south end of the lobby. And while that's brought with it a lot of chaos, it's also brought with it a great opportunity to do something that we've talked about probably for the last 10 years, which is just to reorient that West Tower. That's where our staff gathers, and put the entrance to that building on the south end towards the handicap parking and the two-hour parking. It's just a much more natural and warm and inviting front door to this beautiful campus. And so we're replacing that pipe literally this weekend. We're going to put everything back together, and you're going to see a really beautiful new entrance and front area there that I'll talk about next.
We never did that before just because we felt like that wasn't the right place to put resources.
Yeah.
And when the Lord blew up the foundation of our building.
Literally.
Now's the time. The sea's been parted. Let's go ahead and do it. So that's why that happened. So
we're thankful for
the insurance that we had and for the fact that a lot of that foundational work has happened from that. But now we have a chance to go ahead and continue it and we think make that building better use.
Yeah, and we just think that's just going to make our property so much better. And then if you go to the next slide, this will kind of tie into that. Where, you know, when we purchased the new adjacent land in the East Tower, it really kind of reoriented our property. And so we've just been thinking, okay, how could we tie everything together? And how could we have some more communal gathering spaces where people can connect and just to tie everything together? So there's a video that I think might roll behind me that kind of shows you a little bit of what we're thinking there. Do we have that video by chance?
Yep.
Yeah, so that's a little bit of the vision that we've been hoping for. And as you can see, it just... it brings everything together in a really neat way. So those are the things that we're kind of on hold for. We want to do. We really feel like would be great. But as you'll see, as we continue on, the resources aren't there. So those are kind of the things that are just pending. A couple other things right out these doors here to my left. There's a large space under the chapel that we've been waiting to kind of build out that would allow us to have a high ceiling, great visibility, ministry gathering area. And so as soon as the resources are there for that, that's one of those things that we'd love to get started on as well. So next slide, I think this is my second to last one. Just up in Plano, really quick update. We've been working to secure some of our long-term parking agreements up there. And we're in the process of adding 6 more classrooms up there that they really, really badly need. Those are coming online. And then lastly, you might know that we have about 4.5 acres to the north of that campus that we own as well. And so we've engaged an architect to just say, hey, what's the long-term master plan for that property? What would it look like to really steward the overall campus? And so you'll hear more about that in months and probably years to come. But it's exciting and there's great opportunity as well. So we'll tie all that together in the last slide Todd kind of hit on at the beginning. And it just says, okay, let's look at those $13 million. You know, how would you prioritize those? Where would those go across the campuses? How much do we need to go forward on all of the things that you talked about? So I know I went fast. I didn't cover all of those, but we've built a website for you guys. If you're really inquisitive, want to learn more, it's watermark.org/makingroom. It's got pictures of the building next door. It's got all the construction plans, FAQs, tons of details. So on your way out, you can check that out as well. All right.
So, you know, building opportunities. I mean, this is the time of year when a lot of folks do what we would call strategic long-term giving beyond the regular ongoing support of the mission. And what we're letting you know, sometimes there's this fallacy that Watermark is a well-funded ministry that is kind of maybe even endowed, that isn't waiting on anything. And you just need to know that's just never been the reality. We have never carried anything forward beyond what our advisory team has told us. I think, Bo, what we carry, a little less than 3 months of our operating budget?
Yep. So we carry about 2.5 months of operating budget to make sure that we continue to honor our commitments if there's a bump in the road. And then we have the parking out here that we signed the long-term lease agreement where I believe it's 20 or 30 years on the lease, but there's a 10-year notice period if either side wants to end that agreement. And so we've made sure that we're slowly setting aside money for that 10 years. So if we're ever at a point where we need to be able to end that agreement, we want to make sure that we can honor every commitment we've made. So yeah. We've been slowly setting aside money, and Greg and his team, the business advisory team, provide a lot of input into thinking about how's the right way to tackle those kinds of questions.
So this is kind of a business thing, but the reason we did that, obviously, we had to secure our long-term need in order to meet code to use this building. And so we asked for 10 years because if they somehow say, you guys are out, that's about how long it might take us to put the resources together to put some other parking options on our current property. Also, we apparently have heard that in 10 years, all you guys are going to have self-driving cars. So you can tell them to go home, so we won't need our parking eventually over there. Okay? And so we can tell them, hey, in 10 years, we're all going to have self-driving cars, right? And then we can stop that parking commitment. But that's why that's there. Okay? Again, you need to be encouraged. This isn't stuff we're working on. This is when we have godly men and women on our campus that are working with Greg on those contract negotiations and those long-term planning, and then with our staff and other ministry leaders saying, this is what's hindering the mission. And then we put together those opportunities. And then they're executed by those great leaders. All right?